Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano. Today, we are with a beautiful guest, somebody who I absolutely love. She's in financial services. She's a badass female. She's somebody who I think you're going to be super inspired by. She's a multimillionaire, super young. She's somebody who you're going to learn a lot from in financial advisory stuff that you want to improve in your life, insurance, or anything to do with making money and making more of it. This is the episode to listen to. I'm so excited to get into this. Welcome to the show, Caitlin Gardner.
Natasha, thank you so much for having me on the show today. I'm so excited to connect with you.
I'm so happy that you're here. You're such a wonderful energy and like, I love what you're doing. I mean, your Instagram is super cool. Like helping you reach financial freedom, 1K to 2 million a year, no middlemen, only results. Like, I get it. I get it. Like you are really doing it. But how did this start? Because I'm sure that wasn't where it began.
No, not at all. So I've been in the industry for about 4.5, 5 years now.
Yep.
And you know, my breaking point really came down to, I was working in healthcare for a while and I really just didn't want a job anymore. I knew that wasn't the path for me. I found myself a single mom, you know, back in like 2020, and I wanted to provide more for my daughter than obviously I had when I was a child. And I knew that like, obviously a job wasn't going to do it because it's capped income. So found this on social media of all places. And my idea with it was, you know, I have the work ethic. I have the drive. Mm-hmm. I am extremely hardworking. Mm-hmm. And if I can find something that's going to pay me what I'm worth, I will go all in and I will never look back. And that's what I did. So, you know, fast forward for 4.5 years, here we are.
That's amazing. I love it. So for you, what's your why? Like, why do you get up every day? Like, what is the reason that you are doing this?
I have a very strong why, and you can understand because you're a mother as well.
Yeah.
And you understand that you'll literally do anything for your kids.
Yeah.
A lot of people say they will, mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, are you really doing everything that you can, you know, support them in the way that you want? So my daughter is a big factor of this. She was the person that I knew relied on me. I knew that if I were to put myself in a vehicle that, you know, gave me financial freedom along with time freedom, mm-hmm. that I'd have a whole lot better relationship with her. So,
wow.
Yeah, my daughter is a huge part of my journey.
I love that. That's really beautiful. It's really good to understand as well, because my son is my why. Like, where, and now my daughter. Like, when I had my baby, my son, I was like, oh my God, this is why I'm going to do my purpose for you. And I looked at him and I was like, I'm going to change your life and I'm going to go on and change the lives of millions of people. You are really an icon in this financial world. You're really somebody who I feel everybody wants to be a part of your realm. And that's because you show people how easy it is to make money. Let's dive in there. Why is it so easy? Like, what is your formula?
When it comes to this industry, it really comes down to that it is a simple industry. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. So if you're willing to put the work in mm-hmm. and show up every single day, I mean, it's a wrap.
Like, really? It's literally down to that.
It is down to that. It's like, this business is not easy because of everything that comes with every business. Obviously, adversity, rejection, things like that. People in this day and age they can't handle that, you know? And it's like, if you can handle that and overcome that kind of adversity, you know, you'll do so well in this business. Like, we are the future of insurance. Like, our company, Diligence Agencies, is the future of insurance because we have created it in a way that every single insurance agent is going to adhere to.
So beautiful. So many women feel intimidated by money growing up. I remember I was like, I want to make money, but I'm scared of it. Like, that's what a man does. Should I just marry for money? Like, you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. What was the mindset shift that changed everything for you?
Well, I mean, I was about married when I had my first daughter and I wasn't working at the time, a stay-at-home mom. And when that fell apart, my mindset was, I have got to support myself and I never want to be in a position again that I rely on someone else financially.
How I felt. That's so crazy. That's exactly what I went through.
Never. Yeah. It was like a breaking point for me. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so painful, but that pain turned to purpose because like, I didn't want to be in that position ever again.
Wow.
That's it.
So what do you wish every woman understood therefore about building wealth early on?
I think women should understand that there is no difference between a woman building wealth and a man. There really isn't. And we have some very powerful traits that we can utilize to be able to do that.
Right.
We're more empathetic.
Yeah.
We're naturally better at sales because we can relate to people a lot more. You know, it's just a lot of women have these self-limiting beliefs, ultimately. It just comes down to the insecurity, not being able to handle rejection, not being able to overcome anxiety, things like that, which I can relate to that. I've had all of those things. But when your why is strong enough, it really doesn't matter how you're going to get there.
So interesting. I love that. My why, as I was saying, it came from that moment, that breaking point when I was sitting there at rock bottom, not knowing how I would go on, not knowing how I would get out of feeling distraught, depressed, a single mom. I was ill at the time. I had a sickness. Ugh. I was in hundreds of thousands of debt. The money thing was terrible, but the health was worse.
Yeah.
The combination, though, was so bad. And something said, I am never going to be here again. I'm never going to be dependent on somebody else again. I'm never going to get into a situation where I don't have money. I am going to get and make money abundantly so that I am able to provide for my son and provide for others in the world. And I'm going to do something amazing with my life. And I promised him I would go on to be a role model for him and for somebody else in the world.
The rock bottom. It's the rock bottom. When you feel that,
that's the shift.
I mean, there's two ways you can go about it. You're either going to get better or you're going to get worse.
Right.
So it's like you feel that rock bottom, and it literally, for me, it put a fire under my ass. I was like, I have got to do something different. I cannot continue to live this way and continue to be depressed, anxious, living paycheck to paycheck. Like, I've been there. I know what that feels like, and it doesn't feel good. Like, obviously, running a business is a whole lot more hours than you're going to, you know, work for a 9-to-5. But at the end of the day, it is your empire. You own it. 100%. There's a huge difference there.
Oh, no, absolutely. Listen, the 9-5 song by Dolly Parton says it all. Like, you're working 9-5 for somebody, you're working for the man, or you're going to go and create your own abundance. You're going to go and create your own empire, your own industry.
Yeah.
I realized that at that point, when I had that breaking point, I was like, I'm going to go on, I'm going to do this. And I bootstrapped my business to where I am. I bootstrapped every single piece. The dog is so cute. I bootstrapped the whole way. He loves you. He loves you, and he's wearing his diaper because
he's very cute.
He wears diaper today.
Very cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Why does my
Hi,
dog
are you like a
diaper?
Baby?
My dog actually wears a diaper. Okay, more questions. What are the top three habits financially confident women practice daily?
Having a strict routine. I mean, for me, that really helps. Like, get up earlier. Like, at the end of the day, like, getting up earlier, it gives you more hours in the day. It makes you more productive. And it also sets the tone for the day. You know, if you're anything like me, I need my alone time, my quiet time, the time that is just me. Like, I call it like my mental stability time, you know? I need that in the morning. I enjoy to do yoga, Pilates, walking. I love all of that. And that really helps me with my business as well.
Right.
I would say that's a big thing. Along with other habits are just going to be things that, like, you're consistent with what you do.
Right.
You know, like, you, when you say you're going to do something, you do it. There's a lot of people that say they're going to do something and they don't do it for whatever reason. It's a bad day. They just don't do it. It's like the boring things are what make you rich.
Mm.
It is.
Well,
every
they say
single time.
Success is not what you do sometimes. It's what you do
always.
All the time. Yeah. Absolutely. It's like, I wake up, I do Qigong, I journal, I script, I get on phone calls. Like, I'm not lazy and slumdog. Like, I'm up.
Yep.
I'm like about my thing. I'm doing stuff that is amplifying my work. I am with my clients, or I'm on stage, or I'm going somewhere. I'm traveling on another thing. Like, I am on it. Like, I just take it seriously. And I think that is the only way to go to the next level.
Well, yeah. And then the last thing that I would say is just surrounding yourself with winners.
Mm.
People that are financially in the right spot are always surrounding themselves with people that they want to be like.
Mm.
They're not hanging out with losers.
No.
No, you can't, you don't have time for that.
Agree.
And you also don't need that energy in your life. You have to get rid of it.
Girl.
Which is hard for a lot of women. I understand that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we want to socialize, we want to be around people, but I will not be around people that are not gonna see my vision.
No, I agree. You have to be around people who are like-minded or five steps above. If you want to succeed, I remember during COVID, it was Clubhouse days. I was on Clubhouse, and it was, you know, we were all hiding away from the world. And not by choice, remember, like, the whole thing. And my friends became the people online who were my mentors, who were in The Secret. I couldn't believe that this had gone from being people I knew about from the movie and reading the books to people I actually socialized with, to people who were around me. And of course, my message and my mission grew and I became a best-selling author and all the above because I was surrounding myself with people who are like-minded and five steps above.
Exactly.
And that's how to improve.
Yeah. You know, you're continuously looking for better.
Yes.
You know, you want to find yourself, but you want to find a better version of yourself to be around.
100%.
Because you'll continue to grow that way.
I totally agree. Yeah. Do you believe in vision boards?
Yeah.
Do you do them?
No, I don't.
But you still want to?
I do believe in them. I don't do them, but I am a visionary. So the way that I think about things is that if I envision it for the day, like I think of like the law of attraction, like it really is like what you believe you can do, you will do. What you can't, what you don't believe you can do, you probably won't do it.
Absolutely. Well, that's because the name of the show.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that actually.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
You probably just knew it was Natasha Graziano show. I know most people know it's called Law of Attraction Secrets. So you carry on, girl. Preach. We like this.
I understand that concept because you attract energy. I do believe that. And when you attract good energy, it comes back to you. When you attract the bad, it comes back to you. Because I've been on both sides. You know, don't get me wrong. There is not, it's not like I don't have any negative thoughts that run through my head. But when you entertain them, that's when those things actually happen.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, stop thinking about the bad stuff. Start thinking about the good stuff. And what, instead of like, what if it doesn't work? What if it does?
Mm, I like that.
You know, like
so
start thinking that way.
So good. Focusing on good things helps you attract more good things.
Yep.
If you give gratitude, the universe will give you more to be grateful for. Yep. If you are appreciative of things, the universe will give you more things to be appreciated
for.
Right?
Yeah.
It's how it works. That's the law of attraction. That's why this whole show is Law of Attraction Secrets. My whole world has been about this.
That's really what it's called.
Yeah. Law of Attraction Secrets, because it's the secrets behind the Law of Attraction in money, wealth, love, and happiness. It's about everything. It's about, it really comes to play in everything. If you think yourself into bad health, you will be in bad health. If you think yourself into abundance, you'll be in abundance.
Abundance.
Like how I live in my home that I, you know, designed in LA is because I decided I'm going to move from the UK and I'm going to move into my bougie fucking mansion in Bel Air. And I fucking did it.
And you did it.
I believed in myself.
Yeah.
I believed at a core level I can get there.
There's not enough people in this world, both women and men, that will bet on themselves like that. Like there just isn't. You look at people, they're scared. They have hurdles, but guess what? We all do. So if you can find a way to get past that, whatever that roadblock is, the potential is limitless, really. It is. That's
why do you think people allow fear to stand in their way between them and their ultimate desire and dream?
Because they're afraid of being judged, because they're afraid it won't work out, because they're afraid of the worst case scenario. You know, like our brains go there. Like, well, what if this doesn't work and this happens? Thinking and ruminating over that too much, that's what holds people back. They won't take the step forward. But if you have a mind of abundance and you want more for yourself, you're going to do it. You know, that's how it works.
So if there was something that you could do where you knew that you couldn't fail, what would it be?
Me personally? I honestly, I'm a pretty like outgoing person, so I'm gonna try and I'm okay with failing. So there really isn't a certain thing. Like failure is not scary to me. It actually just means to me that I'm learning, that I'm getting better. I started this business with barely any money to my name, but I had zero sales experience and I didn't have a whole lot of guidance coming into it. So me failing forward was the way that I built the foundation of this. It was like, I wasn't afraid of it. It was like, oh, I fucked that up. Oh, great. You know, like I'm going to do better next time. That's the way that I felt.
So powerful. You see, fear is just false evidence appearing real.
Yeah.
Fear, it don't exist. Fear is something that we build in our mind about it. And when we face that fear, we recognize it's just excitement wrapped in cloak.
It is.
It's just wrapped in this what we call fear. And so we're overcoming things all the time. And the more that you overcome small fears, the more that you'll overcome the big fears. And for somebody like you, you're excited by fear at
this
point.
Like I really don't care. Like it does not, like things... Fear to me just means that I'm growing.
Yeah.
It means that I'm putting myself in a spot where being uncomfortable is growing myself, my business, my agents, all of that. So, you know, fear at the end of the day, like you said, it's not, it's not a real thing if you don't make it.
So interesting. Okay, so just switching lanes here, what are some challenges that you faced as a woman in the financial services industry?
Well, it's a male dominating it's a male dominated industry. Mm-hmm. So a lot of men do much better than women here.
Really?
Yes. Probably because it's an emotional sale, what we do. We're speaking to people about death. We're helping their families in the time that they don't want to think about it.
I just got my life insurance. Like, yeah. I only just realized the power of it. And you can actually save money with insurance.
Oh, for sure.
It's
not for people that are like thinking they're going to die. It's for everyone, really. No, There's a lot of benefits when you are younger and healthy as well. And that's when you qualify for it. But like in a male dominated industry, men seem to do better because they're less emotional with an emotional sale. That's been a challenge, but it's never stopped me from, you know, obviously wanting to take this thing to the moon. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm going to use my female energy and I am going to attract the people that match my vibe. Mm-hmm. And I do that every single time. And a lot of them are men. Like, men come into the business because they're attracted to the culture and the vibe that we have created within our organization.
This is really interesting. You just said, I'm going to attract the people on my vibe. What do you do to do that? Because vibe is short for vibration. So really, you're resonating on a freaking high frequency, and then you are attracting people to you, events and places that are resonating on that same vibration. I love this. I do this in my whole life. Like, I attracted my man who's a superstar. Like, of course, because I'm a superstar. Like, I attract great opportunities to me, great stages, because I have the biggest female voice. Like, you are amazing and you're a badass in the financial industry. So how are you attracting other rock stars to match that?
Well, it starts with you. You got to develop yourself. You got to develop yourself into somebody that someone would want to follow. So ultimately, for me, like 4.5 years ago, I wouldn't have wanted to follow me. Because I was lost, I was confused, I didn't know what I was doing, and I was failing forward a lot. Now, fast forward to where we're at now, I do want to follow someone like me because they're confident in their decisions. They don't second guess things. And the biggest thing about this industry, and if you are in any kind of business, you have to understand that you have to want things more for other people than you want them for yourself.
Mm.
Because when you do that, everybody wins. You help other people, and in turn, you grow as well.
So wanting it more for somebody else, how does that look?
How does it relate in my business? Well, when I bring people in, a lot of the time, I find them, obviously, there's something missing in their current position as to why they're coming into our industry.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that be financially, whether that be time freedom, whether that be just a bottleneck in their current industry,
mm-hmm.
there's always something. I want to know what that is. Because if I know what that is and I can get on a deeper level there, I know that I have a solution to their problem. This industry has solved so many people's problems, which has also helped their lifestyle from paycheck to paycheck, barely being able to afford rent, to being able to move across the country into a dream home and buy a dream car. I mean, that's huge. So that's what it comes down to.
It's so interesting. So how can women assert themselves better in male-dominated finance rooms?
Be confident in yourself. Bet on yourself. Know that you are going to attract people that are similar to you. So a lot of women, I understand, like, a lot of women, they want a man to take care of them, provide for them financially, but you don't need that. And you're also not going to attract a high-quality male if you don't want to actually provide for yourself. Like, you just won't. You know, you want to be able to attract the same energy.
I love that. I believe that so wholeheartedly. I used to think, and I was married.
I know once. You do, because I know you do.
Literally, like, I provide for myself and my children, and I do not need a man at all. I want.
You want a man.
A man. There's a big difference.
Huge
and
difference.
And so that's why I'm like, I'm grateful that when you have an amazing partner, you're mm-hmm. like, yes, I feel so grateful for this partner because I want you.
Yeah.
I don't need you for anything. And it's such a difference, needing and wanting energy. And it's the same for anything. If you need a car, you won't get it because you put the needing energy out into the universe, and the universe reflects back to you more of the needing energy. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with a home, or the same thing with finances. But if you want to do it, I say to people, put into this for 1 year. Do this for 1 year. Test it out. See if you can build passive income. Just put it in for 1 year. But if you do on and off, on and off, on and off,
no,
it never works.
It's the same thing with us. Like when I have somebody that comes into the business, if they're dipping their toes in a bunch of different industries, they won't see the success that they want to see here,
right?
Because they don't go all in with it. Like for me, there was no plan B. Like I remember it was COVID back when I had made the transition and I was working in the hospital, you know, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, just trying to pay my bills. And during that time, it was crazy, like craziness, like people dying all over the place. It was like, I don't want to be in this position. And I also don't want to live paycheck to paycheck. So what other opportunities are out there? You scroll on social media. Oh, this guy, he says he's making 50 grand a month. Okay, well, I don't really believe him. But if he's making half that, I know that I can put my work ethic into something like that and then duplicate the process. Continue to bring in other individuals that want that same thing. And you'll find them, you know? The more that you talk to people, you'll find them.
I know, it's so true. And how do you meet the most of your recruits and people?
Social media. I've built my entire business off social media because I'm not, like I said, I'm not afraid. I don't care what they have to say about me. People talk crap all the time. Like they have tons
girl.
Of haters.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Like, but by the way, if you don't have haters, you aren't doing it right.
Yeah,
you know that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I have haters, girl.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
They make crazy ass things on you and they're like, yeah. Oh yeah, and I've noticed this. Tony Robbins has haters, Grant Cardone has haters, Gary Vee has haters, Kim Kardashian has haters, you have haters, I have haters.
Yeah.
If you don't have haters, you are not doing something right.
No, because you're not being genuine to yourself. You're not being authentic because like what I notice is that I'm just going to be me because people are going to judge whether or not I'm me or trying to be somebody else.
Yeah.
Just be you because they're going to judge either way. And then at least you can feel genuine about why they're judging you.
Yeah, no, you know? I agree. 1,000,000%. It's so
like,
true.
Yeah, that's me. I get it. Like,
oh my God. No. I don't give a fuck when people judge or when people say shit. Cause I'm like, you're not paying my bills and you're the small voice. You're a keyboard warrior sitting there who is just so projecting your own problems and in your own like bullshit. I do not do this for the small voices. I do this for the masses. I'm doing this for the people who need my work. I'm doing this to save lives. I'm doing this because yesterday I had a woman be able to come to me after 3 years of working a crazy job, after building a business, working with me for 6 months and tell me she just hit 30K a month in 6 months. I do this for the people who have changed the lives of their families. I do this for the woman who saved her own life. I do this for the man who built an empire for generational wealth for his family. I do this for people to change lives. Like, I love it. Changing people's lives. And that's what you do.
You're a badass.
Thank you. I love it. I really, I do it for, that's what you wake up for. If you don't do it for other people, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
You have to do it knowing I am doing this for the masses. I'm doing this to change the lives of millions of people. For me, my goal, by the way, it's different for everybody. Like some people's goals is to just help their community, help their family, help their village, their town. I'm British, we say village for like some of us.
I love it.
I want to help a billion people, but that's because my calling on my heart is so big from God. God told me, that's your number. Yeah. Everybody has their number, but I can't do that on my own. I have to have people like you and him and her and all these incredible people that I work with. So I reach their audiences. I reach their 100 million people.
Yeah.
I reach his 30 million people. I reach their 100 people. Yeah. Together, it all adds up.
It does. It does. And I mean, what you do is like extremely inspiring. Like it's crazy what you do. And especially like, are you a self-made entrepreneur?
Of course.
Yeah. So
I never had somebody go, here's $1,000,000. And by the way, you can go and invest it and go and build a business.
No.
I don't think many people get investment off the rip with nothing in their back to show. Like I had such a tough run. I had 3 businesses that failed before I started. I had a bikini line. Thought, yeah, I'm going to make a bikini line. Flopped. I had all the product, sat in my garage, did nothing with it. It was so bad. The whole thing flopped because I didn't put in enough. I tried selling products at one point, wasn't passionate about it. I've done shit and it didn't work. I folded companies before. I was in debt. Like,
I mean, that's what builds you though. You know, like the struggle is what builds you.
100%.
You learn a lot from those lessons.
You do.
And when you fail, you always learn from those from the mistakes.
100%. So real. So real. My God, I love this. What are the common misconceptions that females have? Let's do females. I feel like it's interesting with females. What are the biggest common misconceptions about women, actually, when it comes to money and leadership?
That they're not capable. That they're not capable of you know, doing the same thing as a man. That's huge. I mean, and it's just the way that females think of themselves. You know, self-esteem is huge. The confidence that you have in yourself and what you want for yourself. Mm-hmm. All of those things are huge. Do you want to have to rely on someone else, or do you want to build your own empire and want someone else? Mm. There's completely, it's a different mindset. It's a different, it's a mindset shift. And there's too many females out there that just don't believe they can do it. And they're scared to bet on themselves. And I'd be lying if I said I never was scared to bet on myself, but when enough is enough, it's enough.
I agree.
And you do that. And I would do this a million times over again for the results that it's given me and my family. A million times over again.
So beautiful. And on that note, how can people follow you? How can they find out more about what you do? How can they tap in and maybe join you in this?
Absolutely. So Caitlin Carmella at Caitlin Carmella on Instagram, perfect place to DM me. I'm constantly on there, constantly trying to share more information about what we do and how I can help you. And then we have my email, Caitlin Gardner at FFLDiligence.com.
Amazing. We're going to put all the stuff below that you just said, because that's so important. I'm so grateful for having you. You're so awesome. My new friend, someone who's just so good with the investing stuff and financial. I love that. Love making you move powerhouse female girlfriends.
For sure. Yeah.
So beautiful.
This felt right from the beginning.
Yes, 100% queen. I love it. And queens, put crowns on each other's heads.
Yes.
It lifts them up, 100%. I love to do it. It's passionate for me. I love it so much. Thank you so much for coming today. Thank you for traveling in and coming to my home and being a part of this. I'm so excited for you with your journey. And guys, tune in for another amazing episode next week. If you have enjoyed today, share this with a friend. If there's somebody out there who you think needs a new job, needs a new role, maybe this is the episode they actually need to listen to. Maybe there's somebody out there today who you feel needs some financial advice. Maybe this is the show that's going to change their life. When you share, you receive. That's the way of the world. When we give, we receive. So go and do your amazing candle lighting today. Go and light a candle of somebody and change their life. And we'll see you again next week for more.